Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Today I want to spend some time talking about just some sermons that I listened to years ago. And I remembered them, and so I went back and re-listened them again a couple times this week. And it has to deal with the Islamic plan. This is, of course, relevant because, of course, Dearborn, Michigan now has the Islamic call to prayers coming multiple times per day. We have Minneapolis is effectively overrun by Somalian Islamists. And now New York City just elects what can very easily be termed a radical Islamist to the mayoral position. This is particularly significant because once Islam takes a land, to return it to anybody not Islamic is considered a blasphemous thing. And that means that now that we have handed a lot of these big cities and areas over to people under Islamic leadership, we will not be able to get those back without a constant barrage of attacks. And the reason for this is because Islam itself, there are, of course, like Christianity, there's a whole lot of Christians out there that do not follow the Bible. They are Christian in name only. I argue that many of these are may not be people that make it into heaven. We can't really tell for sure, but they don't really have that fruit which illustrates a truly saved heart. This is a person that is not truly following Christ. Now, that being said, Islam is a nation, it is a religion, it is a faith, which if you carry out what their teachings are, means you must either convert to Islam or die. That is the Islamic teaching. Now, there are nominal Islamic people, nominal Muslims that are in the country. They bought into the values of the West. Many would say they have betrayed Islam. As I might say, a person who is Christian in name only might betray Christ in going to church, warming a pew, but never caring for the things of Christ. The difference is that Islam's faith teaches to convert the world by any means necessary. Now, force is not the first way they convert a world. Okay, it's not. They don't just go in with swords. They try a number of different things. Now, this sermon that I listened to from Erwin Lutzer, which I think he released about 20 years ago, and I think he has a book of the same title as the Cross and the Crescent or something like that. And in it, he came out to a conference from a bunch of people from Islam, Muslims, basically former Muslims, who came together to teach. Now, these are people knowledgeable in the language. They were knowledgeable in the Quran. They were knowledgeable in the teachings of Islam. And they came in and they basically did a conference and issued a warning that Muslims have a plan to take over every country in the world. And two that he mentions in there, which are particularly interesting, especially going back 20 years ago, were UK and America. UK, as we know, as of right now, is an Islamic state. Now, they do not have the calls to prayer. They're not as Islamic as you might find in many of the UAE nations. But what we find in there is that Muslims can pretty much do anything over there, commit crimes. It's happening all the time, and no one will stand up to it. However, a Christian cannot preach the gospel in the street without risking going to jail. And that is a dangerous place to be. They have fallen. And they have fallen because Islam's plan for UK and America is to subtly introduce Islam as a religion of peace. And they did this through universities and through establishing mosques and passing out literature, the same types of things you might find in evangelical Christianity. Of course, the difference is evangelical Christianity preaches to say, hey, we are sinners. Because of our sin, we are destined for an eternity in hell, and Jesus Christ, as God, came and provided a way. Islam does not have a means of a guarantee of salvation outside of dying in jihad. Outside of that, it is by the grace of Allah. And so this is carries with a lot of significance as they're looking at how they can take over each nation. In America, their plan is utilizing the law against us. They see the First Amendment as a loophole. They basically try to criticize everybody who speaks against them wanting to pass hate laws. Now, who are they teaming up with? There was an interesting clip that was going around this week where a Muslim was saying that they want to side with the left, and they use the words because the left is stupid. And that may not be entirely untrue, because what we actually find in many instances on the left is people that buy into more talking points rather than critical thinking. And you do not find that on the right. I know everyone on the left accuses the right of doing that, but the reality is people on the right tend to be a lot more independent and thinking. There are obviously some that follow the talking points. I agree with that. Now, the point, ultimately, though, not the point I'm making there, but ultimately, though, as a Christian, I am not on the right and I'm not on the left. I am pure critical thinking with the scripture as the guide. And looking at it, here's the thing. Why is it that all of these LGBTQ activists are running around waving Islamic flags in the streets of, you know, oh, you know, we got to do all this, save Israel, you know, all this kind of stuff, or, you know, free Palestine, you know, all that kind of stuff. The reality is, if those people go to an Islamic state where Muslims are fully in control, they are executed. What happens to the Christian faith? We tell you your lifestyle is sin. Well, we love you the best we can and encourage you to trust in Jesus Christ. This is why there's a lot of criticism of Christianity, but not a lot of criticism of Islam. Islamists will kill you. Christians will love you, even if you hate them. And that really is the fundamental difference. Now, the challenge here right now is in our current election, we have handed over the largest city in America to Islamic control. And what that actually means is now they consider New York City an Islamic area. And to give it back will be problems. Which means in a future election, if anybody who is not Islamic ever wins a mayoral race in New York City again, you can expect repeated attacks against New York City. It is a sad statement of affairs, but that is the core teaching of Islam, which is why there will not be peace in the Middle East. Because despite God giving Israel the land, Muslims took control of Israel for a period of time, and then they were forced to give it back. This is why they go through constant attacks, because they believe the land is still theirs. That is why we cannot find peace. So the point here is that Muslims are utilizing the laws in America in order to overtake major cities and major areas. Obviously, New York. They've taken over large portions in Michigan. They've taken over large portions in Minneapolis. They're trying to take over large portions in Texas, who fortunately is pushing back a little bit. Here is the ultimate take-home message today. Muslims are not necessarily evil people. They are caught up in a godless ideology, a satanic ideology in a way. Now, that sounds harsh to say. It's a reality. As Christians, we must love the Islamic community and preach to them that true salvation can be found in Jesus. It is not found in Muhammad. The Quran even says, Muhammad says in the Quran, that I do not know if I can save myself or my family. But we have a Savior in Jesus, who they view as a prophet, who says, I can save you from your sins. We need not hate the Muslims. We need to love the Muslims. We need to preach them the gospel. And we need to walk around with such a smile on our face that illustrates the future of our glory and glorification so that they may look at us and say, what is it you have? Because Islam is a religion of fear. It is one that cannot guarantee your place in heaven. It is one that does not necessarily point towards a wonderful, loving relationship as we have in Christianity. Here's the final message I want to say. In our lifetime as Americans, we are either going to see the end of times when Christ returns, or we are going to see an Islamic revolution in our country. We have to be prepared for both ends. And it is a frightening thing. But politics is not going to solve this. The only thing that will solve this problem is radical faith centered on the scripture, that we go forth and we preach the gospel, because it is only the power of God which can transform these hearts, pull them out of their cult, and show them that real, true salvation is possible through the person in Jesus Christ. That is the goal. And we have a sad state of affairs. We need to spend more time on our knees praying for these cities rather than decrying them, rather than denouncing them. And we need to show that we are the ones with the solutions, not socialist plans, not communist plans, nor Islamic plans and Sharia law. The law of Christ, the law of God, the law of love, and the law of peace that passes all understanding. That is where we are today. So I just wanted to, that was just on my heart since the elections showed us who won a lot of different places. I just kind of wanted to talk about that. So thanks for watching. I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.